We're going to learn about the Chicago Restaurant Week coming up right now. And we hear, there he is, Jordan Engerman, Vice President Partnerships Choose Chicago. Hi, Jordan.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. Thank you. I think this is where we begin. When is Chicago Restaurant Week?
Well, the 15th annual Chicago Restaurant Week is taking place Friday, March 25th through Sunday, April 10th.
And what does that mean, aside from the fact that it ought to be law that everyone eats out, especially, you know, the restaurants have had such a tough time. I don't know the percent of restaurants that have survived. It's probably, I'm guessing, and you'll tell me what you think, maybe 80%, but that means 20% haven't, you know, and I want to celebrate that, I'm guessing, 80%. Have I got the percent anywhere near correct? Do you have any idea?
You know, I don't know what that percentage is, but to your point, we are really excited to roll out another Restaurant Week celebration, which we know is always the most anticipated culinary event of the year. And for those of you and consumers who aren't familiar with it, it's really where people have 17 days during Restaurant Week to enjoy prefix meals for brunch, lunch, dinner, at just an incredible array of eateries and restaurants throughout the city and the suburbs. So it couldn't come at a better time of year as we're, you know, heading into spring and some of the mask and vaccination mandates have been lifted. And we know that people are just eager to get out and explore, enjoy their city and have a great meal.
And there'll probably be days in there. I believe there will be, just looking at the long range forecast, where you'll be able to sit outside at, if you, you know, feel more comfortable that way. Or just want to have a good time sitting outside, because there it is, something we haven't seen, the sun.
Absolutely. Actually, restaurants that are participating, if they have the capability, people can dine in. They can also sit outside if the restaurant has that available to them. And something new that was implemented last year, and we've continued it this year, is we're giving restaurants and consumers some additional options to enjoy Restaurant Week. So not just dine in, but you can also order takeout and delivery at many of the participating restaurants as well. So that really provides everybody an opportunity to enjoy Restaurant Week, whether you want to go in or you want to stay at home.
Did that start as a result of the pandemic?
Yeah, absolutely. And I did want to mention, so that, again, those people not too familiar with Restaurant Week, the meals themselves, brunch and lunch, run $25, and that price excludes tax, gratuity, and beverage. And then the dinner prices, there's two options. They can, some restaurants offer a $39 menu, and others offer a $55 menu. So again, excluding tax, gratuity, and beverage. So there's really something for everyone.
And there's some, cuisine-wise, there's something for everyone, and I want some examples of some restaurants in a moment. When, again, is Chicago Restaurant Week?
Yeah, it's March 25th through Sunday, April 10th.
Now, I know I'm interrupting. I apologize, but March 25th through April 10th. Now, I'm thinking about what I learned in fourth grade. A week is Sunday through Saturday, or maybe Monday to Friday. You're talking about like 17 days. Now, if it were up to me, Chicago Restaurant Week would be year-round, because I think we have the best restaurant city in America. I love dining out. I love supporting restaurants. Anyone who knows me, or for that matter follows me on Instagram, knows that that's the case. I'm always taking pictures of food and where we are. But it is a vibrant restaurant city. I think Chicago is, with more variety, high quality, compared to, and reasonably priced, given the size of our city, compared to any other city in America.
Agreed. I couldn't agree with you more. And when you're talking numbers, you're right. It is 17 days. So thank you for pointing that out. And additionally, we have 345 participating restaurants this year. We have over 70 participating for the very first time. We have 35 distinct neighborhoods that are represented. We have over 60 women and minority restaurant partners participating. And we even have over 30 suburban restaurants participating this year as well. So those numbers, given where we've been and what we've just come out of, are incredibly strong. And we're really excited to obviously not only roll this out, but work together and collaborate with the restaurant community and hopefully another Chicago restaurant week.
So all the big name restaurants that you think might participate pretty much do participate. I don't really want to talk about those necessarily at the moment. If we have time, we can get some in. But I want to talk about some of the sort of, they're not really secret places. What would be the right word? Not surprise, although maybe you will be surprised at some of these restaurants. They are gems in neighborhoods, often family-run businesses. Can you give me some examples?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a couple in a different couple categories. I'm going to throw out a few new participating restaurants this year because a lot of those are in the neighborhoods. But we have some that are downtown, like Bar Goa and Obli on the Park. We also have Pisco Peruvian in Albany Park and Segnatory in Humboldt Park participating for the first time, as well as Jaleo in River North and Norman's Bistro in Bronzeville. So it really, again, to your point, showcases the breadth and the diversity of restaurants and neighborhoods that are participating. When I mentioned women and minority-owned businesses, we have some great new additions this year. We have 14 Parish and Rum Bar in Hyde Park, Virtue Restaurant in Hyde Park.
You're going so fast here. So I caught the Peruvian restaurant, and certainly, obviously, that's a Peruvian cuisine. But I want to talk about cuisines, too. What was the one that you just said?
Pisco Peruvian?
No, the one you just mentioned.
Oh, I don't know. I mentioned Norman's Bistro in Bronzeville, 14 Parish and Rum Bar in Hyde Park.
That's the one, the Rum Bar. So how can anyone pass that by? So I know Chicago restaurants adequately well, right? Half of the restaurants you're naming, I've not heard of. So here, for me, I'm thinking is an opportunity. I mean, if you love food, you love trying new things, you know. And here's an opportunity at a really good price to try some new things. All right, you were rattling off some individually owned restaurants. Continue.
Well, that I will. And before I forget, I'm going to throw it out there for anyone that wants to participate in Chicago Restaurant Week and check out all the restaurants I'm talking about and even more. You go to eatitupchicago.com.
That's I love that.
Eatitupchicago.com. You can view all 345-plus participating restaurants. You can search by cuisine type. You can search by neighborhood, by meal type. You can view their actual restaurant week menus, so the actual meal that you will have should you make a reservation. And then you can also book reservations right online from eatitupchicago.com. So I encourage everyone to check out all the participating restaurants, to your point, and all the different cuisine types. And start making reservations early because we know that those book up very quickly for Chicago Restaurant Week.
All right, so I've attended Chicago Restaurant Week more than you want to know, Jordan. And what I do know is that if you want to make a light substitution, most restaurants will do that. So if you say, oh, I'd rather have more kale in my salad if they have kale there. Or if you say, I mean, a completely different meal than what they're offering. No, you know, but you can make adjustments if you're allergic to something or just don't like a certain thing. That's been my experience. Most restaurants are reasonable as far as that goes. We have just about 2 minutes here. Can you give us some more names of some more restaurants?
Sure, sure. Talking about some of those women and minority and kind of neighborhood gem restaurants, I wanted to mention Demera Ethiopian in Uptown.
Sure.
A Hai Su Vietnamese restaurant in Pilsen, which is a phenomenal restaurant. Mango Pickle, when you kind of move to the opposite side of the city on the north side in Edgewater. So there's just, again, just an abundance of great restaurants, great cuisine types, a variety of neighborhoods. And really gives us an opportunity to explore your own city and maybe go to a restaurant in a neighborhood that you haven't visited and check out a little bit of the culture as well while you're there. So we are, again, very, very excited for the 15th annual Chicago Restaurant Week. Excited about everyone's participation and all the great restaurants that we have on board this year.
And you said something really important there. I mean, we went to a restaurant a couple of years ago in Pilsen, and then what we did, unfortunately, in some ways, is we went shopping, unfortunately, because my wife had her credit card with her. But otherwise, it was great. And it was a wonderful experience. And we went to shops we otherwise wouldn't have gone to. And again, small businesses were supported.
Absolutely. And that's really one of the great things about Chicago Restaurant Week. It's getting not only locals, but visitors as well, out and about throughout the city, visiting neighborhoods they may not have ever been to before, obviously with a reason for a great meal at a great local restaurant. And it's just a win-win for everybody, for the restaurateurs, for the shops, for the community, for the neighborhood, and just for the overall experience. And let's face it, that's what it's all about, right? We're all looking for a great experience to share with our friends and family. And this is just one fantastic way to kind of get out there and do it.
So lots of questions here being texted about various restaurants. Are they on the list? I'm not going to put you on the spot, Jordan, with all the 300 restaurants. You can't know them all off the, but you can go to eatitupchicago.com and look for the restaurant that you're interested in. I have one more question for you. I will put you on the spot with this. You have one choice of what restaurant, Jordan. Which one are you going to first?
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I hate that question.
I figured. I'm just well, not fair.
I was asked this on Friday, and the first restaurant that came to my mind was Piccolo Sonio, so I'm going to stick with that for now.
That's an Italian restaurant, right?
That is correct.
And that's like a legendary classic Italian restaurant. What is that, on Grand Avenue and Halsted,
yes.
Maybe?
Absolutely. Been around for many, many years, tried and true, just can't go wrong. But again, there are over 345 restaurants to choose from. They're all great. So please go to eatitupchicago.com and check out the ones you like. And to your point, and finally, I will mention, yes, the restaurants are very flexible. There are some icons on the website that you can search by restaurants that are offering vegetarian meals. So if you have a dietary restriction or something that you're looking for specifically, definitely check out the website. It'll help you get to the restaurant that best suits your palate.
Very good. Eat It Up Chicago. I will. EatItUpChicago.com. Jordan Engerman, Vice President of Choose Chicago. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.